Sunflower, weary of time, who countest the steps of the sun, seeking after that sweet golden clime, where the traveler's journey is done, where the youth pined away with desire, and the pale virgin shrouded in snow, arise from their graves and aspire where my sunflower wishes to go. Sunflower, weary of time, who countest the steps of the sun, seeking after that sweet golden clime, where the traveler's journey is done, where the youth pined away with desire, and the pale virgin shrouded in snow, arise from their graves and aspire where my sunflower wishes to go. I walked on the banks of the Tin Can Banana Dock and sat down under the huge shade of the Southern Pacific locomotive to look at the sunset over the Box House Hills and cry. Jack Kerouac sat beside me on a busted, rusty iron pole companion. We thought the same thoughts of the soul, bleak and blue and sad-eyed, surrounded by the gnarled steel roots of trees of machinery. The oily water on the river mirrored the red sky. Sun sank on top of final Frisco peaks. No fish in that stream. No hermit in those mounts. Just ourselves, roomy-eyed and hungover like old bums on the riverbank, tired and wily. "Look at the sunflower," he said. There was a dead gray shadow against a sky big as a man, sitting dry on top of a pile of ancient sawdusts. I rushed up, enchanted. It was my first sunflower, memories of Blake, my visions, Harlem and hells of the eastern rivers, bridges clanking Joe's greasy sandwiches, dead baby carriages, black treadless tires forgotten and unretreaded, the poem of the riverbank, condoms and pots, steel knives, nothing stainless, only the dank muck and the razor-sharp artifacts passing into the past, and the gray sunflower poised against the sunset, crackly, bleak, and dusty with the smut and smog and smoke of olden locomotives in its eye, corolla of bleary spikes and pushed down and broken like a battered crown, seeds fallen out of its face, soon to be toothless, mouth of sunny air, sun rays obliterated on its hairy head like a dried wire spider web, leaves stuck out like arms out of the stem, gestures from the sawdust root, broke pieces of plaster fallen out of the black twigs, a dead fly in its ear, unholy battered old thing, you were my sunflower, oh my soul, I loved you then. The grime was no man's grime but death and human locomotives, all that dress of dust, that veil of darkened railroad skin, that smug of cheek, that eyelid of black misery, that sooty hand or phallus or protuberance of artificial, worse than dirt, industrial, modern, all that civilization spotting your crazy golden crown, and those blear thoughts of death and dusty, loveless eyes and ends and withered roots below, in the home pile of sand and sawdust, rubber dollar bills, skin of machinery, the guts and innards of the weeping, coughing car, the empty, lonely tin cans with their rusty tongues alack, what more can I name? The smoked ashes of some cock cigar, the cunts of wheelbarrows and the milky breasts of cars, worn out asses out of chairs and sphincters of dynamos, all these entangled in your mummied roots, and you there standing before me in the sunset, all your glory in your form. A perfect beauty of a sunflower, a perfect, excellent, lovely sunflower existence, a sweet, natural eye to the new, hip moon, woke up alive and excited, grasping in the sunset shadow, sunrise, golden, monthly breeze. How many flies buzzed round you, innocent of your grime, while you cursed the heavens of the railroad and your flower soul? Poor dead flower, when did you forget you were a flower? When did you look at your skin and decide you're an impotent, dirty old locomotive? The ghost of a locomotive, the specter and shade of a once powerful, mad American locomotive. You were never no locomotive, sunflower. You were a sunflower. And you, locomotive, you're a locomotive. Forget me not. So I grabbed up the skeleton-thick sunflower and struck it at my side like a scepter, and deliver my sermon to my soul, and Jack's soul too, and anyone who'll listen. We're not skin of grime, not dread, bleak, dusty, imageless locomotive. We're golden sunflower bodhisattvas inside, blessed by our own seed, and hairy, naked accomplishment bodies growing into mad black formal sunflowers in the sunset, spied on by our own eyes under the shadow of the mad locomotive riverbank sunset Frisco hilly tin can evening sit down vision.